my relationship with my in-laws, for me, is different. It's not so well.
Hi, my name is Jen.
My name is Christian.
And this is Love a Little podcast.
Woo! What's going on, everybody? This is officially episode 6 of Love a Little podcast. What's up? If you are new, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit that like, which is a thumbs up, because this video is going to be super dope. Make sure you turn on your post notifications to be notified every time we post a new video and all that good stuff. Don't forget to drop comments down below while we're doing the podcast and after, so we can look and respond to your comments. But without further ado, what are we talking about today? All right, so let's get straight into it. Do our families get along? Relationship with the in-laws? Things like that. So, suegros, suegras, relationships, let's get to it. All right, babe, go ahead.
All right, since you guys have been asking, how is the relationship with our in-law, well, with my dos suegros, and you guys want to know all the tea, so we're going to give it to you guys. So, for me, no, I don't have any beef with them. You guys thought I was going to say I don't get along with them, huh? That's what you guys are here. But no,
they want the cheese, man.
Yeah. You know, thank God we got really blessed with good in-laws. And I feel also a big thing, though, with in-laws is you have to set boundaries. I feel like, you know, you need to set your boundaries, and those boundaries need to be respected, and everything will be fine. You know, Christians and my relationship is ours and nobody else's. So my parents respect it, and his parents respect it. You know, maybe they don't agree with everything, which is okay. But as long as they don't get in, you know, our relationship, then we have no problem. Mm-hmm. And as of now, you know, we have those boundaries respected, and I feel like that's a big part of a relationship. Yeah. And I also feel that, you know, having that respect with your in-laws and, you know, having that good relationship is very, very important. We might not see eye to eye every single time or for every little thing, which is okay, normal. You know, nobody sees eye to eye all the time, you know, but like I mentioned, you know, thank God we do have a really good relationship. Christian with my parents. Well, I'll speak for myself. But, you know, we have a really good relationship. And I feel like that's very important. I know a lot of people might not agree with this, but for me, I just don't like bad blood or anything like that. Where if there's, like, situations where I don't feel... If there were to be, like, a situation where I don't feel okay, I just simply just, you know, and I'm not talking about, like, just in-laws. I'm talking, like, in general. I think a relationship with your in-law is very important. I know a lot of people who don't have great relationship with their in-laws, and, you know, they're very unhappy and stuff like that. So I honestly just, since the beginning, you know, I told Christian, like, you know, I don't want there to be any bad blood between, like, our families or anything like that. And as of now, thank God, you know, there isn't. I just feel that, like, when there's respect and stuff, it's just, like, for example, for me, like, let's say me and Christian's mom or dad didn't get along, and then Christian's in the middle, you know? And that kind of sucks, you know, because, you know, they're his parents, and then I'm his wife, you know? So it's like we were to have him choose, and I would never want that for him. And I always, like, tell him that, like, I would never want that for you. Like, I would never want you to feel, like, uncomfortable where you feel like you have to choose, or where you feel like, oh, I can't talk to my parents because my wife's going to get mad, you know, or stuff like that. So ever since the beginning, I told him, like, I just think it's really important to, you know, have that really clear communication and respect and boundaries. And I think that's pretty much what goes for me. I don't know about you. What do you feel about your in-laws?
So my relationship with my in-laws, for me, is different. It's not so well. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, for me, like, I get along with her parents super, super good, especially with her mom. Me and her mom get along really well. Obviously, we've bumped heads, like, before in the past, but for us, our situation is different. So I don't know if a lot of you may know, but me and Jen's mom are kind of like, we're business partners, because we own, like, a business together and stuff like that. So we, you know, it's a different type of relationship, but I see her every single day. So I see her more than she does. Yeah. So, you know, I see Jen's mom every single day, you know, but we're super cool. We're always doing, we get along very well. We fool around, not to the sense of like disrespect or anything, but we do, you know, we get along really well. But, you know, obviously as business partners, we have bumped heads in the past, but not in, it's all just business related, just because, oh, I want to do things this way, she might want to do things this way, and we might come to a disagreement, but at the end of the day, like, she loves me and I love her. So yeah. But yeah, so our situation is different, but we get along very well, me and Jen's mom. And then for Jen's dad, we get along very well as well. You know, it's more of like just a man-to-man relationship we got going on, in the sense of, you know, just the minimal, like, hey, you know, how's it going? How are you? We talk very well. We do see him pretty frequent just because he lives a little further from us. But it's just, obviously it's a lot different with her dad than what it is with her mom, because I see her mom every single day. I don't see her dad every single day. So it is different. But when we get together, it's always a good time. You know, we go out to eat. We talk, like, you know, regular things like that. But I don't joke around with him like I do with my suegra. It's just a different personality and different people. With my suegra, like, we're like homies, you know, like, we're homies, but at the same time, like, I make sure that we know that, you know, that's obviously, that's my suegra and my business partner. And yeah, so yeah, I get along with them both very well. At first, I would have to say her dad was very intimidating, because he's kind of like serious and quiet, and he's like very protective of his daughter. So when I was first, like, I would be around him, the vibe was definitely different, I would have to say. I felt like he didn't, I mean, I wouldn't say he didn't like me. He was just like unsure of me. You know, he was like, all right, what is his intentions? What does he want with my daughter? So it was definitely different at first. Suegro, you know, but then after that, you know, he's seen that, you know what, took this serious, and I wanted to be with her, and I was, you know, I'm in love with her and things like that. So it definitely changed. Not that it changed, but it was like, but I think just like any other father, I mean, I'm sure I would be like that, probably even harder, but like, it's his little girl, you know, his little girl, and he's kind of like, like, I gotta see what's up with you first, you know. You look like a little tremendo. So, and I understand that 100%, because I, you know, I have a daughter as well. So but other than that, we get along very well. We go out to eat all the time, and things like that. So our relationship, both Jen, myself, we get along with our in-laws very well.
Yeah, we've never had.
Yeah, thank
God. Oh my God, it would be such a
dream. And I think, yeah, and I think that is very important. Even if you have some type of hate or anything towards your in-laws or anything, because I've heard of stories, I think it's just, honestly, just bite your tongue and just don't even go there. Because once you mess it up, I feel like that's it. It's kind of like there's no turning back, and you already ruined it. And it's like, you know, you just always got to be good with your suegros. And also, back to what Jen was saying about, like, you know, our relationship is our relationship. And I think that's why it also has worked out with our suegros very well, because they don't get in our business, you know. And I've heard previous stories in the past about, like, relationships where, like, the suegro or suegra wants to be all up in their business, and like, que esto y que el otro, and then the husband está chismeándole a la mamá all the problems that they have, so now the suegra doesn't like her because of what she's doing to the the sun or vice versa and things like that, remember, your problems, your struggles, or whatever is going on within you, listen to this clearly. Whatever problems you and your significant other are having, keep it between you and your significant other, because remember, at the end of the day, you guys are going to end up fixing it. And then you guys are going to be good. But them over there, they already heard the bad story. They're already like, nah, they're already like, oh, no, I don't like her or I don't like him because so-and-so. Yeah. And now you guys are all good. But then the suegro's like, oh, no, I don't like, she disrespected my son or my son disrespected her or like whatever the issue was. So keep it in between you guys. You know, you don't need to be telling everybody your business and things like that. So I think that's another very, very important thing, that keep your guys' problems between you guys and fix them between you guys. Don't be like, hey, mom, so today, freaking me and Jen, blah, blah, blah. Or, mom, me and Christian, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think that's very important. And sometimes a lot of couples run to their parents to tell them their problems. And I don't think that's the way to do it.
Or not just the parents, but anybody. Like, if you guys fight for something so little and, like, dumb, and then you go and tell the whole world and that. You know, now he looks like, you know, a bad person or stuff like that. It's like, and it's not even like that, you know. So that's one thing that I do advise is like, you know, whatever happens in your house, you know, needs to stay in your house. Because sometimes it's not even like a big deal. And, you know, nobody's perfect. We're not perfect. You know, we have disagreements. But like he said, then, you know, especially like the parents, like they're like, oh, well, now they're not going to like you because, you know, of something so little, you know, something so insignificant. But, yeah, I think, you know, setting those boundaries, it's very important. And another thing that I always, always say is, like, do not live with your suegros. Like, if you like if you don't have to and you can, like, if that's your last resource, even, like, with my parents, like, you know, if you have to, if you really can't, I get it, I understand. But, like, my advice to you, especially if, like, you guys are having kids, like, do not live with your parents or your suegros. That's one thing that we have, you know, we did live with my mom for 2 years. And, you know, I'm thankful for her for that, for helping us, you know, because we were struggling a little bit financially and we wanted, you know, to get something of our own, and, you know, thank God we were able to do it. But, like, if you guys, I just feel your relationship is going to be so, so much better. Like, if you don't live with your suegros, like, your relationship is going to be 100%, like, way better. I understand that, you know, there's just some suegros you really can't deal with. I get that. But, like, especially not living with them is just going to be better for you and your family, and, you know, for the relationship, mm-hmm. You know,
because I think at the end of the day, as humans, you know, la gente se enfada, people get annoyed, people get tired, and as much as they love their son or they love their nuera, their nuera or whatever, like, la gente se enfada, you know, like, imagine, like, living with the parents, and, you know, obviously it's privacy is everything, and I think it's like she mentioned, I know it sounds kind of like messed up or whatever, but it's just, I think it's the best way to go, you know, because living with someone and not living with them is definitely
very different.
Very different. Not that we had issues, because we didn't have any issues when we were living at her mom's. Everything was good, things like that. But, you know, I just think, like just she said, it is just better off if you don't. You
know? Not just that, but, you know, you're not always going to be in the mood, like, to talk or, like, what if you, like, in the room, you know, you guys are having a discussion, disagreement or something, exactly. And then you come out and then, like, a person tells you, like, something that could be, like, insignificant, mm-hmm. And then that triggers you because you're already upset or something, you know? I don't know, that's just something that I think, but.
Yeah, so I think that's a very good pointer right there that you mentioned.
Yeah, so.
So if you can, live with your suegros. Yeah, but obviously, like, if it's like the only option you have and you're in a tough situation, then of course, you know, 100%. A little help or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's Better not.
Yeah, like us, I told Christian, like, you know what? Let's just, when I got pregnant with Camila, I was like, you know what? We need to try and do this by ourselves, figure it out. If we really can't, then, you know, we can, you know, see what else we could do. And we did struggle. We struggled. And then.
Oh, yeah, we did.
When we moved into my mom's, we were actually already doing okay. But she kept insisting, right? And then that helped us to be even better, to mm-hmm. kind of, you know, be able to get our own place and stuff. And then, you know, I'm also very grateful to my suegros because, you know, when we were struggling, you know, they also helped us a lot. Mm-hmm. They were always there for us and stuff like that. So, yeah, you know, just have a good relationship. I know sometimes you just, you know, you have to bite your tongue and you know, just to turn around or whatever you have to do. But I think it's very, very important. As long as they're not, like, obviously doing something, like, super messed up, you know, like really messed up where they're not respecting you or stuff like that. I think a lot of the times, you know, we could just bite our tongue and move along. You know, tomorrow's a new day. I feel like sometimes a lot of times people make something very little to like super big when it's really not that necessary. And yeah, you know, just, I don't know. What do you think? Like, for example, I mean, I'm just saying because this is just what I've seen, what I've heard, and I just never wanted that for myself to where, like, I have to be in the middle or you have to be in mm-hmm. the middle.
Yeah, I just think it's not fair for the person, like she mentioned earlier. Like, for example, say me and her mom or me and her dad weren't too good along. Now it's like we put her in a tough situation where it's like almost like, man, she has to almost pick sides, you know what I mean? But yeah. It sucks for her because it's like, that's my parents. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, that's my husband. So what do I tell my parents or what do I tell my husband? Whose side do I choose? So it's better to avoid all that and just kind of like, you know, as long as you know you're keeping it cool or whatever, I think it'll work out just fine.
Again, I said, as long as they're not like disrespecting you or your kids, you know, I think there a lot of times you can just, you know, ignore things and move it along.
So down below in the comments, ask us questions or how do you guys get along with your in-laws or questions you may have of certain situations you're in. You know, we're not professionals, but if you want to hear an answer from us or what do we think, let us know in the comments below.
Yeah, let us know.
I think it'll be cool to just check these out.
All right. But then I think since we're talking about in-laws, so who goes first? Who goes in the front, me or your mom?
Ooh. All right, so that's a very hot question that I've seen also on social media. That is a cool question to ask because it's kind of like, ooh, it makes you think, like, what, who, depends. So the question she's saying is, who sits in the front seat? If it's me, you, and my mom going somewhere? Are the kids with us?
Well, it don't matter. But
who it don't matter. So front? Who me sits in the mom? Front?
Or your
I
dad?
Oh, yeah, or my dad. No, but I think it's with the suegra. So it's like, okay. So if it's me, Jen, and my mom, who sits in the front? My wife sits in the front. But if, because you, like, I think the normal thing or the thing, the way it should go, I think usually the suegra knows where she would go. Like, oh, I'll sit in the back seat or something. Or no, tú vete enfrente. When it's like that, then yeah. But who sits in the front seat? Oh, man, see? Well, my wife. My wife sits in the front seat. My wife sits in the front seat, but.
Why were you thinking about it so hard and then you?
Because I felt your pressure of your eyes.
How?
No, I'm just kidding. No, look, I think the correct.
You guys seen that?
The correct. What?
You're like, oh, man, that was hard. And then you turn to look at me and you're like, oh, my wife.
Blink
like
twice.
If I put a gun to your head.
Blink twice if you need help. No, but I think. Obviously, you know, wife comes before everything. But I think it depends on the situation. But I think the suegra will know their place. Like, for example, well, they're like, both going to get in. Jen's going to offer it to my mom.
How do you know that?
Because I know that.
No, but
Jen's going to offer it to my mom. And she's going to be like, oh, ¿quieres enfrente? And then my mom's going to be like, no, tú vete enfrente. You know? So I think I don't ever really choose.
This is my thing. Like, to me, that has never, ever been a big deal about, like, oh, I need to go in the front. Or, or like, you, that's disrespectful. That has never even crossed my mind. Until now that I see, like, people always talking about it. It's, like, a big thing, right? Where, like, girls get mad because the mother-in-law goes in the front or whatever. To me, that has never been a problem or something that I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I should be in the front. Like, no, never. But besides that, out of respect, like, I was taught with respect, you know. My parents brought me up, you know, being super respectful to other people and stuff like that. Again, as long as they're respecting me, you know, because once they disrespect me, then that's a different story. But I have always, like, when we're going to ride in the car or something, like, if my suegro or my suegra come with us, like, I always offer the front seat out of respect towards them, you know? And a lot of times, like, they'll be like, no, it's fine. Like, you'll go in the front. But then a lot of times I tell them, like, no, you go in the front. I want to go in the back with the kids or something, you know? But it to me, it's not a big deal. But just out of respect, I always offer the front seat to my suegra or my suegro, like, when they're riding with us. Unless, you know, they're both going or they don't want to or whatever. But most of the time, they always want to go in the back. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's an issue. Like, I don't see it disrespectful or nothing like that. If anything, it's a sign of respect from me to them. That's the least that I could do, you know, after they raised this handsome man. That's my husband now, you know? But I don't know. What do you guys think? Like,
no, I think, you know what I just thought about? When it's my mom and my dad, usually my dad, like, if they're riding with us, I think my dad sometimes sits in the front.
Yeah, your dad.
And you go in the back with my mom.
Yeah.
So my dad.
Yeah.
So I think that, but that's why I was, but that's why I was saying, but that's why I was saying, like, it depends. Because if it's my mom and my dad, usually sometimes my dad goes in the front and then Jen goes in the back with the kids and my mom. So it depends, I guess. But,
yeah, like,
but what do you guys think? If it's just the wife and the mother-in-law, who goes in the front seat?
Yeah, and I felt so bad because we drove out to Turlock like last month,
which is
and my mother-in-law was like car sick because she was all the way in the back, and I kept telling her like are you sure you don't want to come in the front? Like, you're getting so sick back there. And she was like, No, it's, sí, está bien, está bien. I felt so bad because I was like, oh, my God. She didn't want to go in the front. I was just like, oh, my God. But it was kind of towards when we were, like, getting
there already. Yeah.
But still.
So that's how you know that my mom, she would just rather just sit in the back. She was literally car sick, throwing up in the back seat.
I was like, oh, my God.
Because we were on a long road trip. And then Jen offered her, like, oh, do you want to sit in the front? And she was just like, no. Like, I'm fine. Yeah.
And then it's funny because we didn't even know she was throwing up. Until,
she was so quiet. And I didn't make a noise.
She was super quiet. Like,
sorry, mom, to put your business out there.
And then we were like, wait, you were throwing up? She's like, yeah, the whole time. And we're like, oh, my gosh.
My mom, she's so funny. But anyways, so yeah, so who sits in the front seat? The mother-in-law or the wife? I think it's different if it was the other way around because I don't think you're usually driving. And what am I going to be like? Oh, that's automatic. I'm sitting in the front. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'll let your mom sit in the front. I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, no, you. Like, I let my mother-in-law sit in the front if I'm not driving. I mean, it's rare because I'm always driving.
Again, you know, it's like a sign of respect. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, I don't know. To us, I think because we were.
But even when I pick up. When we're with your mom, she sits in the front usually, and then you sit in the back.
Yeah, I go in the back.
So when we pick up her mom.
Again, respect, like, I don't know.
Just
that's
different,
just,
I think.
That's how we were brought up, right? Like, mm-hmm. Like respect.
Like, I taught her, like, vengas enfrente.
I don't
know. But it's because I think, she offers it to my mom offers it to her. Me and her mom and vice versa, we're just very considerate of each other. So, like, you know, we both kind of ask or they'll ask and then, yeah, that's just kind of how it happens. But, yes, comment down below, mm-hmm. Who do you think goes in the front seat?
Yep. And then I also know, or like people ask that, why do they always see like my family only and not really your family?
The next topic overall, why do they see her family more than mine? Or here's another topic better. Like, whose side of the family do we go with on, like, holidays? Or how do we know who to choose? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure this is, like, a big thing in relationships. Like, so for Christmas, whose side do you go to? Do you go to the wife's side of the families for holiday? Or do you go with the husband's side of the family for the holidays? How do you guys do it over there with you guys?
Also,
comment down below.
Remember, you know, it's just not one family. You know, you have two families. So you guys have to be considerate of your husband or wife or your partner or whatever. Like, don't be that. Don't be mean. But anyways, so our families get along great. You know, back then, my suegro didn't work like the schedule he works now. So back then, him and my suegra used to come and spend the holidays with us, like Thanksgiving.
With all her the side of the family.
Yeah, with my side of the family. So Christian doesn't have any, like, family here. He only has, like, one uncle here. So they would always just kind of be, like, at home, just them, right? So then I started invited them, like, with my family, because my family always gets together and, like, we do something. So I started inviting them, like, hey, why don't you guys come with us? Like, you know, so we would go to Christian's parents' house first and have dinner, like, together, just us. And then we would leave with my family.
Like, for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like, for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. Christmas, New Year's. And we used to always bring my suegros and his little brother. And his sister would come sometimes, too, but, you know, because she has her husband, so sometimes she would stay with her husband and stuff like that.
It's because all of my family is not in California. They're all in Washington or, like, Mexico and things like that. So just, like, my immediate, well, like, my mom, my dad, and, like, an uncle and cousins that live here. But majority of our family is not here. So that's why, you know, we go with her family. Because she has a very big family and they're...
And we're very united.
Yeah, very united.
Like, we're...
They all get together when it's like a holiday. Like, they all
for the holidays.
Literally all of them.
For like Mother's Day, anything. But yeah, so that's pretty much why you guys always see more of like my family. Because my suegro, he started he didn't just start it. He's been there for what, like 3 years now or something. Mm-hmm. This new schedule at his job, and it requires him to work holidays and, you know, the weekends and stuff, because that's when they're most busiest. So my suegra doesn't really, like, she'll sometimes come for a little bit, but then she goes home because she doesn't really like to go out by herself, like, knowing that my suegro's at work. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's pretty much why you guys don't see much of them as much anymore during the holidays, for that reason, not because we don't get along or because we don't invite
or even them, like, maybe. My parents sometimes go to Mexico and they'll be out there or something.
So mm-hmm. His parents and his mom works now too, like, a lot. So whenever they get like vacations, they rather just like go to Mexico, you know, because my suegra still has her mom, so they try and see her like as much as they can and, you know, mm-hmm. spend time with her. So we completely understand that part. But, yeah, so before, when my suegro was able to, like, they would always come, like, to our stuff. But now, you know, it's a little different. They really can't as much. But, like, for the kids' birthday parties and stuff, you know, they're always here. But, yeah, so that's the reason why you guys see more of my family. Mm-hmm. Not because...
Just in case you guys wondered.
Because I know a lot of you guys were asked, like, why do you guys only see my family? So that's,
you know, because people were thinking, like, and then that brings it back to the topic that we're talking about today, like, if our families get along, or why we only see a lot of, like videos that we film that we're at, like, with her family and things like that. Well, that's the reason. So
and then
also relationship with me and her family, as in her uncles and all that. I'm sure I've already said this plenty of times. Like, I get along with her uncles like if they're my uncles. I think I talk to her uncles more than she talks to her uncles and her family and stuff.
Like, I'll see missed calls from my uncle. I'm like, why are they calling you? Like, I haven't, they never called me. Like,
so yeah, I talk to their uncles a lot, and like, I get along with them all very well, and her cousins, and just everyone so well. So Yeah, I think that's the beautiful thing about it. Like, because you got to remember, when you marry your wife or your husband, you're marrying the whole family. Like, it becomes one family. And I just can't imagine, like, marrying someone who I would, like, not hate. I mean, I would hate their family or not like their family or not get along with their family. I just wouldn't, I don't know. It just wouldn't be right.
That would just suck.
Yeah, like, it would so suck. Bad. It could work out. Yeah. I'm sure it could work out. But it's going to suck because imagine in, like, during holidays or things. Like, nah, we'd rather stay home or no, we just won't go. Or, like, it just, it's not cool, you know? So, you know, that's be like, cool with your
I'm so
family.
Glad that,
fix
like,
things. Make that phone call. Don't be, what do you call it? Be the first one to make that call and say sorry or something if you guys are not getting along. Jesus.
Yeah, be the bigger person.
Be the bigger person. Come on, we only live once.
I just can't imagine, like, living a life like that where, you know, we can't even, like, have a cordial dinner with our families because, you know, there's so much beef, you know. I'm so glad that we don't have that, which is unfortunate for those who do have that. I'm sorry, you know, we're not talking bad. I'm just saying, you know, it just sucks, like, when you can't have that because mm-hmm. we're very family-oriented, me and Christian. And I think, honestly, I think that that's a big thing for us, that we're very family oriented, that, like, we can't imagine our life not being like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, but.
But I think it works because we both think the same way.
Yeah, really? I think if one of us didn't thought different, like, oh, it would be, like, chaos.
But yeah, that's, I think that's it for this episode. That concludes this episode.
I feel like we talked a lot.
Woo, we were going and going. This was a nice little topic. And I think it was cool because, you know, a lot of people wonder, you know, obviously we only share so much on social media. We share not as much as our life is on social media. There's a lot of stuff that we don't talk about. And that's why we have this podcast to go more in detail to answer your guys' questions. So I hope that covered the whole.
Wait, did we say the holiday one? Oh, yeah, we did, huh?
Yeah. We did. But, yeah, I hope that covered your guys' questions for our relationship with our families, with our in-laws. Do we get along? Yes, we do. Be cool with your family, and I think everything will be fine. Remember, if you're the one that messed up, make that phone call. If they're the ones that messed up, still make that phone call. Let them know that you want to keep things cool and move forward. Well, yeah, so.
Remember, tomorrow's never promised, so don't. Don't let another day go by and be like, man, I wish things would have changed or I wish, you know, it would have been different.
Or your suegra or your suegra, you don't get along and let them know that you love them.
Or
so.
Move out, you know, whatever is going to bring peace into your life. Nothing better than living in peace. Like, honestly, like nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So, yeah, that is episode 6 on relationships with our in-laws and our families, and that concludes today's episode. Remember, thank you all. Go
and remember, let us know what you guys want to hear next, what you guys would like us to cover, talk about. Let us know
in the comments section
down below,
because we are looking at them and we are using these to consider and or put in the episodes. So yeah, comment down below. And that is it. So don't forget to
love a little. Bye.